Lottery revenue has been declining the last couple of years, which Shane Broadway, director of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, says has cut into money available for college scholarships.
Although we're not putting out as much in scholarships, we're dealing with more students and parents each year. So it's hard for us.
The legislature is considering hiring consulting firm Camelot Global Services, which has conducted similar evaluations for other states. Sam DeFlippo is a senior consultant for the company and spoke to the Legislative Oversight Committee.
We will do a deep dive situational analysis, which is to understand and measure where the lottery is compared to its peers, and we consider its peers to be other southern lotteries.
He said a report could be completed by the end of next month with recommendations to first stabilize revenue, then start it growing again. Camelot was not among companies to submit a bid by an August 18th deadline set by the Arkansas Lottery Commission. But State Senator Jimmy Hickey of Texarkana recommended the state still hire the firm, citing its experience working with other states.
There may be a lot of people out there that have some ideals, you know, with methodology and things like that. But if we're truly going to do a turnaround on this entity, we feel like that we need somebody that has been involved in the business for quite a few years and knows all the ins and outs.
Hickey has been a frequent critic of the lottery and led a successful effort earlier this year to delay the lottery from expanding into Keno-style games, where participants can watch drawings every few minutes on video monitors. DeFlippo told lawmakers he doesn't feel the Arkansas Lottery has been around long enough to make that expansion.
We have seen it time and time again that monitor games go into lotteries before their time. Georgia was a perfect example. They struggled with it for 10 years. It did hardly any volume. You really have to be strategic about it and need to be part of a long-term plan.
Lottery Director Bishop Woosley had been pushing for monitor games as a way to get more people to take part and to prop up sagging revenue. After the meeting, he took issue with DeFlippo's assertion.
Unfortunately, we are a mature lottery because we rolled out so much stuff in the beginning. We matured much more quickly than a normal lottery. So I think what he was talking about is a lottery that's 10 or 15 years old. Well, kind of in dog years, almost, so to speak, we are. I think if he comes in and visits with us, he'll look at our portfolio and look at what was rolled out in the first 2 years and say, yeah, you're a mature lottery. Now, whether or not we should have rolled out monitor games may be something else.
The launch of monitor games has been delayed until March to give the Arkansas legislature a chance to consider the issue during next year's session, which begins in January. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.